Jesse Allen talking now with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's take a look at this market trade here today. For the most part, it feels fairly mixed to lower. We are coming off our lows a bit as we work through Friday's session in the grain trade. But I know first off, top of mind, and not only is there some harvest pressure out there, but also a lot of the economic fears seem to be weighing on the broader markets here today. Is that kind of what you're sensing in the market trade?
Yeah, that really has been a factor here as we've watched these grains in trade. In fact, many of the commodities and the equities have been under pressure as we close out the week on recession fears. And that's just a broad stroke painting by the fund saying, okay, if we're going into a deeper recession, that means consumers want fewer commodities. And that may be true for some commodities more than others, but people still do eat. It may change how they eat. They may go down the value chain and stuff. So that may be a little bit more negative for cattle than for hogs, for example, or for poultry. But overall, that's been the sense. We have seen some firming of values as we go late into the morning. And part of that's been because of reports coming out of the meeting between Russian President Putin and the head of Turkey, Erdogan. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but as they're talking about the need to change the safe corridor passage agreement that allows grain to flow out of Ukraine. And there's fears in Ukraine that President Putin's going to try to stop that from being renewed when we get to November. And I've been wondering how long it would be before Putin would try to stop that. So that's firming up wheat and corn values. Both of those are big commodities that are exported out of Ukraine. There's not a lot to go on, so we may see a lot of choppy trade continue, but that's providing kind of a hesitancy by the trade to go into the weekend short.
I was going to say, I know we saw a bit of a bearish reversal on the wheat charts Thursday, but you mentioned that those talks between Russia and Turkey's presidents there, and it feels like wheat's kind of been our leader, at least on Friday, to the downside, and then coming off our lows as we go mid-session here, Arlen.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the volatility is overall in this market. And it's been most sensitive to, I think, what's happening in Ukraine. Ironically, the majority of grain that's been on the ships leaving Ukraine through the safe passage from those three ports has been corn and not wheat. But it's still the wheat market that's been most sensitive to the headlines that the funds are trading.
Arlen, and soybeans, I know we got some NOPA numbers this morning. I'm wondering, are those maybe weighing in that soy market a little bit here today?
I think it's a big picture thing. I think it's more about China trying to avoid doing business with the United States. They're still going to have to buy soybeans from the United States, but maybe not quite as much. They've bought anywhere from 100 to 130 million bushels of soybeans from Argentina for shipment in September and October. That directly reduces the amount of soybeans they need to get from the United States. And overall, their demand has been soft as well, although it is improving. But tensions between the United States continue to increase and are probably at multi-decade highs right now, particularly with a bill going through a Senate committee this week that would kind of alter our relationship with Taiwan in a way that is antagonistic to China, that further threatens our future trade with China.
I know going into next week as well, the broader economy waiting for the Federal Reserve, we assume that there's going to be a 75 basis point rate hike. And I know that is something traders are watching very closely. Economically, macro markets, anything that you're really keeping an eye on here headed to the weekend?
I think that meeting by the Federal Reserve next week is going to be critical. As you indicated, the trade is putting right now about 86% odds on a 75 basis point rate hike, and then a similar rate hike in their November meeting. The question is, are they going to change their monetary tightening, or their tightening of their balance sheets? What other policies might they alter or change? The Fed has been very hawkish in its comments in recent weeks about getting control over inflation and that being their number one priority. And it's probably necessary, but they have to dose out the medicine to cure inflation at the right pace. If they get too aggressive, they can send us into a much deeper recession than necessary. if they're not aggressive enough, inflation could take a much greater hold on the economy and do more long-term damage. And the markets are just really nervous whether they're going to have the right recipe or not.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. You've been listening to the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Friday, September 16th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.